Let me talk to the men out there listening real quick. Guys, are you suffering from erectile dysfunction, fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances? Hey, low libido? Ask your girlfriend or wife. She'll let you know if you're suffering from that or not. That's sex drive. If you'll text my name, Clay, in all caps to 601-327-8550, 601-327-8550, Men's Health of Mississippi and the Clay Edwards Show are going to hook you up with a free testosterone screening. They're located in Madison, Mississippi at 120 Fountains Boulevard. You can check them out online, menshealthms.com. But one more time, text my name, all caps, Clay, to 601-327-8550 and get your free testosterone screening scheduled today. Enjoy the rest of this show. Boom, shaka, laka, boom. You've tuned in to the Free Range Human Show of Choice, your daily dose of reality radio. It starts right now. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I'm, of course, Clay Edwards on a torrential downpour Monday, broadcasting live on 103.9 FM WYAB, streaming worldwide to WYAB.com, as well as the TuneIn app and Alexa. Just search WYAB. Of course, if you miss any of this, you can always go subscribe to the podcast. It's up usually within an hour of the show ending, so by 10:30 at the latest, depending on what I got going on in the other room there after the show. Just search Clay Edwards Show wherever you download music, podcast, videos, audiobooks, etc. It usually goes everywhere. If you have Apple Podcast, some people have still saying they're having problems with the show updating. You got to go in and do a few things. Go to your settings. Anyway, if you really just, at the end of the day, go to the screen and pull down and refresh it. That's the path of least resistance. Sometimes you got to cut your phone off, cut it back on. That's an Apple Podcast, not a Clay Edwards Show thing. It ain't just my show. It's all of them. So, my show is uploading just fine. I have no control over Apple Podcasts. You have to learn how to use your apps on your phone. I don't know what else to say. I do appreciate everybody listening. And, of course, that is the number one used app for listening to the podcast. So I feel obligated to tell you how to use your phone, apparently. But Google, why aren't Apple Podcasts updating? And it'll give you some quick instructions on how to correct that problem. I myself had to do it the other day. All right. Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. Phone line, Mazda of Jackson. Phone line. After riding around in some of this weather this morning, you guys might need to get over to Mazda of Jackson and get a new vehicle. Man, it was getting rough out there coming up 49 to Flora. 601-879-0002. If you want to call in and get anything off your chest. Shout out to my buddy Bo Rogel this morning. He sent me a screenshot off my Facebook. I have a nut job on there. From a California communist by the name of Isaiah, just going crazy in my comments. You may be wondering, Clay, how did you? And look, this guy even has one of those little Facebook filters on his profile pitch, on his profile picture. And it says, "I'm clicking on it here." It says, "Together for Mental Health," and he looks like an absolute psychopath. Self-awareness level 100, because this guy is a full-blown California communist nut job. And you may be wondering, Clay, how did you attract a California communist nut job to your Facebook page all the way down here in Jackson, Mississippi? Well, I saw a random post on Facebook yesterday. You know, they recommend a lot of weird Facebook groups that you're not a member of because you may be a member of something similar, or maybe you like music. They've really been shoving this stuff down our throats lately. Anyway, y'all know how I feel about that phrase. We really got to find a better way of explaining the rainbow supremacy than them shoving things down our throats. Anyway, there was a picture of Dave Grohl. This is it's too stupid to be stupid. There was a picture of Dave Grohl at Coachella, and he's wearing a Pantera shirt. And people were saying, can you look at this? Everybody at Coachella standing right by Dave Grohl and don't even know who they're standing by. And if you don't know, he's the drummer of Nirvana and Foo Fighter and singer of Foo Fighters, two of the biggest bands in the history of the last 30 years. Maybe ever. And somebody said, yeah, and they're probably wearing Nirvana shirts and don't even realize they're standing next to the Nirvana. And this one party pooper, because the way the shirt was kind of angled, you know, you may not be able to tell it's a Pantera shirt. It maybe looks like a Nirvana shirt. He commences to tell everybody, he's not wearing a Nirvana shirt. He's wearing a Pantera shirt. And the girl even corrects herself, says, that's not what I meant, but I see where you made the mistake. And he's just going on and on and on about it. He's right. She's wrong. I made the mistake of saying, I bet you're a blast at parties. And you probably spell check people on Facebook. Fast forward to this morning, about 5 minutes ago. I'm doing this in live time with y'all. I haven't had time to digest all this yet. I put a post on Facebook. Like, I know people love juicy Facebook drama. So don't pretend y'all don't as we're riding in this morning. We all love juicy Facebook drama. Even if you don't have a Facebook, you probably look at your wife's juicy Facebook drama. Don't pretend you don't. I said, I apologize in advance if I run across you today before about 7 p.m. tonight. I'm 11 hours into a 24-hour fast. That means I'm not eating for 24 hours. So I used to do this every day, only eating once a day every 23 hours. Figured I'd explore new and creative ways to make Monday as miserable as possible. And out of nowhere, like an RKO from Randy Orton, out of nowhere, Isaiah Michael says, Clay, your show sucks. And your journalism is a farce. Of course, I don't expect much from a Trump supporter. But holy crap, you're in a cult. As a matter of fact, I am. And it's a great cult to be a part of. We're always accepting new members. We're the big tent cult. Everybody's welcome. But you have to renounce whatever you were doing prior. And you have to accept Donald J. Trump is your Lord and Savior. If you can do those few little things, you're welcome on in. I got you a glass of Kool-Aid. Come on down, young son. The girls are hot. The beer is cold. The view is nice. Welcome to MAGA-land. Well, MAGA-tism, MAGA-ism, baptism. There's got to be a way to tie MAGA into one of the religion names. And merge it together. Because, you know, politics is our new religion. You know, we've replaced God with Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And that's what we've been fighting about for the last however long. And that's a problem, by the way. But I can admit that we have a problem. We have absolutely replaced religion with politics. And we are fighting it out in the streets because both sides think they're right. Both sides think they're holier than thou. We're going to have to look in the mirror at some point and say we're both probably wrong about some things. But we always like, well, but this side's better than this side. And that's true. I mean, Republicans are better than Democrats. I mean, yes. Factually better. You know, we encourage terrible things like the father being in the home, responsible gun use, working for the things you're given, you know, earning things the old-fashioned way. Oh, the humanity, why would we do that? Clay, just give everybody some food coupons, and just everybody get a little free basic income. Why would anybody want to work for anything? Oh, it's racist. Anyway, none of this that I plan on talking about this morning. But while we are here, I'm going to talk about my weekend at some point here. Great weekend in Rankin County. Great safe weekend in Rankin County. Unlike Jackson. 2-3 homicides. Another one this morning. Anyway, we'll get to that. I got some thoughts. I stopped by and saw my Muslim buddy Friday, and We always have these really good conversations. He's a conservative. I say he's a conservative Muslim. He said if the election was today, he's voting for Trump because Trump's policies make him more money. I like that. I like a man who can throw a curveball and see things for what they are. At the end of the day, I'm not voting for a president because I think he's our Lord and Savior. I mean, that's a joke about Donald Trump. I hope y'all know that. If you don't, go take your SSRIs, take a deep breath, come back and see me. I'm voting for a president who can be a steady hand. They can walk to the helicopter by himself. They cannot poop his pants when he's with the Pope. Yeah, Joe Biden did that. Idiot. We're going to play a lot of Joe Biden stuff today. Joe Biden was on Howard Stern the other day. My goodness, did they not think anybody was going to fact check any of that? And speaking of fact checking, Fox News did a thing where they fact check all of Joe Biden's resume lies the other day. It is something to behold. I thought I knew them all. It's about a 5 or 6 minute clip. We're going to play the whole thing. Not because I'm being lazy and didn't want to do show prep. I got about 15 things to talk about today. So I'm going to try to get them all in. And again, this was not one of them. Anyway, went to go see my buddy at the store the other day. And we're talking. He goes, man, I've been waiting to see you. I want to ask you a question. Well, I want to see what you think about something. I'm like, you want to see what I think about something? I usually want to see what you think about stuff. He's at the college campus riots or protests. He didn't call them riots. I call them riots. Mostly peaceful protests. The college campus chaos. And this guy's from Yemen. You know, if you protest in Yemen, they arrest you. They throw you in the gulags. They give you, they put these titles on you like insurrectionist. All, you know, and basically everything they did January 6th to our patriots, our brothers and sisters in Christ, everything they did to them for peacefully protesting in Washington, D.C., that's what they do in Yemen for every protest. They really want to eliminate protest in America. So he asked me what I thought about them arresting these protesters. And I had not really been paying that much attention to it. I'm not. College kid's gone college kid. It's what you do. I don't like it. I mean, I'm kind of fed up with it. And I told him, and he's pro-Palestine. Because he's from there. You know what I mean? It's okay. It's okay. I'm not anti-Palestine. I'm anti the people they have as the face of their movement in America. I told him that those were my exact words. I said, man, y'all's problem is optics. You got the wrong people pulling, you know, you got the wrong people being the face of your movement here in America. You guys, the LGBTQ, LMNOP, BLM folks. They're the same crew. This is just, they're not, we know they're not passionate about this because they pretend to be this passionate about everything. And I'm just going to tell you, as a human being, you can only be passionate about so many things at one time in one life. Y'all remember back in 2012? It was Kona 2012, Kony 2012, whatever it was, some African warlord that they were all protesting for in America. Y'all forgot about that one, I bet. What about when was the Wall Street stuff? Where they all camped out there in Wall Street? Remember that? Yeah, me either. Then, of course, who can forget BLM, Summer of Love? And I'm sure there's obviously more stuff in between there that is eluding me this morning. But it's these big social movements. Shea Guerrero, whatever his name is. I mean, it's all these different things. Change. Oh, yeah, let's not forget Obama. That's a cult. Speaking of cults, that was a cult. That I can trace America's fall off a cliff straight back to Obama. To 2008. Where it all went to hell in a handbasket. Speaking of which, that's where the show is gone. Let's hit the reset button. Let's come back and get into the nuts and bolts of the things I want to talk about. Hold on real quick. Let me finish one thought. My buddy at the store, he said he wanted my opinion on the kids getting arrested for protesting. He says, man, this is what happens overseas. This is not supposed to happen in America. And that's why I told him, I said, well, man, you know, you just got a bunch of nut jobs over here, and a lot of it's fake. They're not protesting because they really give a crap about Palestine. They're just protesting because it's the current thing. These are non-playable characters in video games. They're background fodder. They're just doing it to do it. They don't even know what they're mad about. I mean, like the crazy lady accosting Alec Baldwin the other day. Alec, say free Palestine, Alec. I mean, look, I love seeing Alec Baldwin accosted. I have no problem with it. If I thought screaming free Palestine at Alec would upset him, I would probably do it too. But what does making any of these people, it's like the lady that got arrested in California a couple weeks ago over free Palestine nonsense. She went and told an entire city council they were going to effing kill them at their homes. Well, she got arrested before she left. Next scene, 22 seconds later, she's crying like a little bee. It was just words. Yeah, I don't know, man. You tell me you're going to kill me. Fa-foe. You sprinkled a little fa here, so we bulldozed a little foe over here. Anyway, my fellow's talking about Clay. It's not, you know, it's very un-American-like to see him arrest these protesters. And I had to think about it, because I had not been paying that much attention. So I thought about it for a couple of days. I said, you know, on the surface, I agree with you. I have a hard time knowing the people that are doing this really giving a damn at the end of the day, if they get arrested or not. Because I saw how they treated us January 6th, so I don't really care if they get arrested. And then over the weekend, I saw the Daily Wire folks. Man, there's been a civil war over at the Daily Wire for a while. See, I told y'all a few months ago, Ben Shapiro is not a conservative. Ben Shapiro is a Democrat. All you have to do is look at everything Ben Shapiro keeps fighting for, or at least at minimum, he ain't American first. He's a Republican corporate shill, uniparty shill. But I think he's a Democrat playing Republican. And every time these big things flare up, he shows his side. Well, it looks like they're getting ready to fire Matt Walsh now from the Daily Wire, because, of course, Ben Shapiro thinks all these people should be arrested and damn their First Amendment rights. Matt Walsh is like, I don't know. It's kind of what you do in college. And as much as I don't like their message, maybe I'm like the new ACLU. I may hate your message, but I'm going to defend your right to spew it to the death. Unfortunately, the ACLU doesn't do that anymore. We got Jerry on hold. Stay there, Jerry. When we come back, we got Jerry on the line. I want to hear what he has to say. Always thoughtful and insightful. We'll be right back on the Clay Edwards Show. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment brought to you by friends over at Lakeland Glass and Tint. Get over there. See them for all your windshield and glass replacement needs in your automobile. That's the Lakeland Drive location, the OG location, right over there by Red Arrow, right in front of Red Arrow on Lakeland Drive in Flowood. Then, just right around the corner, 2-3 minutes away, you've got the Flowood Drive campus, and that's what it is. It's a campus. It's multiple buildings. It's a massive operation. That's where you get all your windows tinted on your vehicles, side-by-sides, whatever. And, of course, they also do the vehicle wraps there, and I know I keep saying it. They also have your ceramic coating and paint correction there. So get over there, see them today. Let them turn your vehicle into a rolling billboard, or you maybe you just want one of them fancy matte black or matte finished wraps that you're seeing everywhere, or maybe even one of those mirrored flip-flop candy painted wraps that look so cool. I saw a Tesla truck done on one on the internet the other day. It actually looked cool. I wouldn't drive it. Well, I would drive it. I wouldn't buy it and do it, but it sure looked neat on the internet. Got a Tesla truck? Consider getting it wrapped. It would be the most coolest billboard ever, because everybody's looking at these things. They're like the most, for better or worse, they're the most polarizing vehicles in the world right now. You got a Tesla truck? Turn it into a rolling billboard. You don't, buy one and turn it into a rolling billboard. It'd be cheaper than buying one of these digital billboards around town, and I guarantee more people would see it and post pictures of it than any other thing you can do in marketing. I mean, of course, other than advertise on the Clay Edwards Show. Schedule your appointment today. Get your quote today. LakelandGlassIntent.com. Let's go to the Mazda of Jackson phone line. We've got Jerry on line one. Hey, brother. Jerry.
Hey, man. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm a little late to the party. I heard you talk about a friend of yours at a store talking about Palestine and the protesters and things, and like, why are they arresting them? I don't know. It's really kind of, I don't know if you can educate them on anything, so don't bother to try, but I think that they're not out with a permit. They're stopping people from freely egressing and even violent and threatening to other ethnic groups, whether they're non-white or their religious affiliation for Jewish. So I think they all should be arrested, and that was our mistake with the sit-in on Wall Street and the other summer of love protests and anything else. Now, ask your friend this. If he thinks that you had a bunch of your friends wearing red MAGA hats were blocking the sidewalk in the street, how quickly in those cities would you and your friends be arrested?
Hey, Jerry, to that point, we actually brought that very thing up about people standing in the roads. He hates that.
What's that?
Like, whatever you did made a huge difference. Can you cut your radio down? Okay, sorry, Jerry. We had some technical difficulties there. Let me say this. We did have the conversation about people standing in and blocking the road, and we both agree. We're talking about strictly college campuses here in the quads, this conversation, because that's where people were getting arrested. I think if you touch a police officer, you need to be arrested. Just period, point blank, in the discussion. If it turns remotely violent, the people committing the violence need to be arrested. But if we're talking about just protests, you know, I'm conflicted on this, y'all. I think it's so easy to pick a side. But I think I'm conflicted on this because, yes, as a MAGA January 6th supporting American, I think it's disgusting for people to be arrested for protesting after they allowed all those other protests to not be arrested. You set the bar, you set the level for what is acceptable and what is not. What we were not aware of is that was only for your side. Because our side are a bunch of weak-kneed cucks. Talking about our leadership in Washington, by the way, who just refuse to hold the left accountable for any of their actions. And that's what we underestimated. Because if you think for 1 second that if the right wing got to protesting again and got fired up about something, you don't think Joe Biden would send the military in on us? Man, they would have them dropping bombs on us. Like out of a scene from one of these dumb movies where something attacks New York and the military has to nuke it to save it. That's what they would do to us. If we ever decided to protest again on some major city for a conservative cause. But because you got a Democrat civil war going on, progressives versus, I don't know what the other side is, honestly, corporatist, Jewish, pro-Israeli, I don't even know how you say it. Traditional Democrats, is there such a thing? I'm going to admit, it's kind of fun to watch. It's like watching Gilbert Grape or Pizza the Hutt eat himself. Spaceballs reference there for you. I said it when Joe Biden got elected. I started my radio show the next week. I remember sitting in here with one of my first sponsors and Matt, the station owner. I said, well, the next 4 years, will be a lot of great content, because if I know one thing, I know after working in Jackson for as long as I have and having to deal with Jackson politicians and running nightclubs and just seeing how Jackson works, or if that's the word you want to use, Democrats don't do being in control very well. They don't. They're inevitably, there's going to be infighting. I just had no idea that what it was going to be about. I thought it was going to be over promises made to the little, because they had, you know, they had to pull a, they call Republican Party the big umbrella party. Really, the Democrats were the big umbrella party. They pulled every weirdo from every weird sector, from furries to trans to neo-Nazis to everybody under one umbrella. It was like, we hate Trump. We hate Trump. Thank you. I judge people by the enemies they keep. And if y'all are Trump's enemies, we are A-okay over here with our little small umbrella. Y'all got a big wedding tent over there. We've got a little two-man tent over here, and we are A-okay. So, I don't know, man. Back to the point. I'm conflicted on it. Let them battle it out. And the last Democrat standing win. Survival of the sickest. Let's take a call on the Mazda of Jackson phone line. Hey, you're on there.
Yes, this is Willie. I just wanted to say that a perfect example of what you were talking about was, look at what happened at the school board meeting. You know how he sent the Justice Department in to, and the FBI in to intimidate the parents there who disagree with this woke agenda.
100%.
You know, and that was a perfect example of, and also when you want to just look at J6. You know, I mean, it's just, and I know the American people, we can see, and we may feel helpless and don't feel like we can do anything about it. But you can. Your vote matters. And what you need to do is get him out, get someone who's just in there, okay? That's all I have to say.
Thank you, brother. Have a blessing.
Bye.
Great point. The school boards. That's not a technical difficulty. I'm thinking. Silence on the set. Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. Mazda of Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. We need to take a break. I ran over that first segment. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show, guys. Unless you're living in a dry spot of the state that I'm not privy to, you may need to call Watkins Construction and Roofing. Once all these storms pass, may find out you have water in places you ain't supposed to have water. I mean, you may find out you have a wet spot in your ceiling. Give my buddies a shout. You go to nomoreroofleak.com. Nomoreroofleak.com. That's easy to remember. What I don't want any more of, roof leaks. Nomoreroofleak.com. They're going to come out. They're going to do a complimentary roof inspection. And they're going to say, hey, man, you got a couple little soft spot over here. We got to take care of a few things. Boom, boom, boom. Or, hey, we're going to need to work with your insurance company. You need a whole roof replaced, or you need a large part of it replaced. They're going to try to oversell you and you know, insist that you need an entire new roof. That's not what they do. They don't have to do that. They're the number one company in Central Mississippi, really in the state, I believe. You know, they don't have to nitpick. You know, they don't have to try to hit a home run every time. You know, sometimes all you need is a spot fix, and they're good with that. They're going to do that. And they're going to be in constant communication the entire time. Go read some of their over 600 five-star reviews on Google, and you're going to see the same thing in everyone. Professional, timely, courteous, stayed in contact the whole time, didn't mess up my flower bed, didn't mess up my landscaping, wasn't no bumpity bump 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 rap music or hard rock or just anything, wasn't a bunch of cussing. They were very professional, in, out, bang. All I know is my roof don't leak no more. Watkins Construction and Roofing. I'm pretty sure the script didn't say Mo. I said that. Anyway, check them out. NoMoreRoofLeak.com. That's Watkins Construction and Roofing. Got a text here on the Guns and Gear text line. Been a little quiet this morning over there. Hey, I'll take the phone calls too. Jerry said he's sorry about that on the call dropping. Unknown texter says, There's a major party split happening in our country right now for both parties. Very true. It is very interesting to watch it all happen. And I'm curious because I think that there's the Democrat industrial complex and there's the Republican industrial complex. The Uniparty, as we call them. Your Mike Johnsons of the world. Your Michael Guest of the world. Your Roger Wickers of the world. They just go along whatever the party bosses say do. And then there's everybody else. And like, well, what do you do? As a disinfected Republican, an America First guy, I mean, what do you do? I'm talking about beyond voting for president. I mean, obviously we're going to vote for Trump, but are they? Are the Republican mass industrial complex guys, are they going to vote for Trump or are they going to vote for Biden because that's what's best for their business? It's like, man, you know, if we just, you know, when they said they wanted a steady hand, they weren't talking about for us. They were talking about for them. Biden is that steady hand for them to keep robbing us blind. For them to keep stripping away our liberties, our constitutional rights, our God-given constitutional rights. That's the steady hand they want. What do the disinfected lefties do? Because I guess it's going to depend on which way the Democrat industrial complex shifts. Do they stay in the pro-Israel camp and try to balance that? Or do they openly shift over to the progressive, free Palestine, jump on whatever the cause of the weak camp is? I mean, I don't know. I'm conflicted on this. Because I just don't care about either way. I'm a Republican. I'm supposed to just hate Palestine. I know more Muslims than I do Jews. Period. Just at the end of the day. I don't have anything negative to say about Jewish people either. Now, are there some nut job Muslim people out there who have done bad things? 100%. 100%. But just generally speaking, on a person-to-person encounters throughout my life, I've had overwhelmingly positive experiences with people of Islam. That's just the truth. I can't sit here and manufacture some fake hate or some fake experiences that didn't happen. Now, in defense of that, I've never been overseas and dealt with that either. Going to war over there. If I did that, maybe I would think differently. I don't know. I don't want to discount anybody else's, air quotes in the studio, lived experiences. It's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out coming up here in November. Do disinfected liberals... Here's what I think happens if... This is a curveball, spitball, more so. If Biden and them lean more towards... This is all... playing the game that the election ain't going to be stolen by the Democrats, by the way. They've had 4 years to Katie bar the door, so to say. If playing make-believe and pretending that ain't the outcome, I think we have a better chance of getting disinfected one side or the other if it's the pro-Israel side. If Biden and them go with the Free Palestine side, the progressives, I think the Jewish community finally leaves the Democrat plantation and comes over with us. I think that's the smarter play. That's the side I prefer to do business with. That's the side I prefer rub elbows with. They wear deodorant. So, I don't know. It's the little things in life. Who, if you're going to stand beside somebody, do they wear deodorant? Here's some more text on the Guns of Gear text line. Unknown texture says, you mentioned so the Biden lies. I think Trump campaign ads should just be a compilation of that and all the racist things Biden has said over his entire career, etc. Yep. Yeah, we're going to play that top of hour two. I ran my mouth a little more than I anticipated hour one. But I've got a video. It's a compilation. Well, it's not really a compilation. Well, yeah, however you want. It's a fact check of a compilation of Biden's lies. It is really interesting, to say the least. And then we have some of Biden on Howard Stern. And my God, y'all, I've joked around on their show and I've talked about gaslighting masterclasses and how I didn't even know what the word gaslighting meant. I thought it meant lighting a gas lantern. You know, that's what that is. I thought that's what it meant. Until I really started paying attention to politics. And I'm like, oh, that's gaslighting. I get it now. Where you accuse somebody of doing exactly what you're doing. I always call that deflection. Whatever you're doing, you accuse the other people of doing. It's usually like cheaters in the relationship normally do that. Let's see here. Mansplain says on the Guns and Gear text line, the issue is that no federal agency is going to look into election integrities and objective journalism is dead. So few voting irregularities will be seriously investigated. What they've done is they did such a job telling everybody that if you questioned the election, that it was the big lie. And they even gave it a name, the big lie. It's like if you question vaccine integrity. Oh, you're an anti-vaxxer. Anti-vaxxer. No, hold on now. Y'all are the ones that told us all up on TV. When I still to this day won't use FedEx because of this, by the way. I still do not use FedEx because of this. They showed the FedEx planes leaving the airports with the first batch of vaccines. They're like, this is history. We'll remember this day forever. As the FedEx plane takes the first load of vaccines across the country. Talking about COVID vaccines, in case y'all have been in a coma for the last few years. And all the newscasters and the talking heads on all these channels were saying, finally, we're going to stop the spread. You get this vaccine and it will not... are saying, you will not get COVID. You will be protected and it will 100% stop the spread. Those are their lies, not mine. And if you question that, they called you crazy. Well, then we prove, oh, wait, actually, if you get that COVID vaccine, you shed and you give more people around you COVID. Anyway, they told us all these lies. And they loved, but because they had the megaphone, because they had mainstream media, because they had Twitter, they were able to dictate what the public conversation was. We're changing that. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. We got about a minute here. I just want to say something real quick. Off topic, because I'm going to hit the gas all in, no brakes, next segment, next hour. Went to Pearl Day this weekend. Thank you to Mayor Jake Windham for the invite and whatnot. Had a blast. I think 5,000-6,000 people showed up to the after party or to the concert there at Trustmark Park. It was so easy in and easy out, and there was no drama. Brandon had their Jubilee Days. 8,000 some odd people at the amphitheater for the Travis Tritt concert. They had their big carnival. Not a single car broken into at either place. Not a single fight. And damn sure, not a single shooting. I got the pictures and the crime stuff, the stats to prove it. Now, If you had done that in Hinds County, oh yeah, by the way, it also did not take a small, an army the size of a small country to pull this feat off. It's just good leadership at home and in office. That kind of stuff does not happen in Jackson, unfortunately. Let's take a break, come back, and keep the party rolling on down the tracks. Boom goes the dynamite. It's hour two of the Realist Show on Radio, your daily dose of reality radio. Nowhere else in the morning times from 7 to 9 will you get this type of content. I firmly believe that. Nationwide. You ain't getting it nowhere else. Right here, Central Mississippi, homegrown, the Clay Edwards Show. And frankly, once you get here, rip the knob off. Or the proverbial knob. And just leave it here all day. You like this, you'll love what comes after this. You got, what's today, Monday? You got Chip Matthews coming in here from 9 to 10. 10 to noon every day. You got Jameson Haygood holding the establishment accountable. Got that grassroots radio. And you got some national stuff. Charlie Kirk, Dana Lesh, they're in the midday. 4 to 6, Radio Strongman, the guy that started it all, the guy who laid the first brick, the guy that built the foundation for what we do here, Kim Wade, 4 to 6 every day. You know, race ain't important, but when you got a black dude like Kim Wade that says the things he says and calls out the community that's causing the chaos around here, it's important. It's important. What I do, I don't necessarily think it's important. I'm just an angry guy running my mouth, preaching to the choir a lot of the times. Kim Wade has detractors that listen to him, and he gets the opportunity to turn people, I don't know if turn's the word, change people's minds. We do a little bit. I mean, I know there's a lot of people that listen, don't call in. I meet you out there on the road, out in the streets, out at the concert, so I do appreciate y'all. Anyway, keep it coming. Here at WYAB, the Mazda of Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. The Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. Real quick, this segment brought to you by Burgers, Blues, Barbecue, the Flowwood location. They're open for breakfast right now. Right now. Get over there to 10:30, 6:30 to 10:30 every Monday through Saturday. Burgers, Blues, Barbecue. Get those chicken and waffles. The blue plate special for the day is chicken fried chicken and hamburger steak. That's served from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's only $12.50. Includes two sides. Or you can try their special of the month. It's their B3 Bacon Jam Smash Burger. Give it a whirl. And the Clay Edwards Show pick of the day is the Dirty Bird. It's the chicken sandwich. Give it a try. They also got the Nashville Hot Chicken Sandwich. Their Nashville hot sauce is so good over there. BurgersBlues.com. Don't forget, they got multiple food trucks for you, and they can handle like any catering job from 5 to 5,000. Let's take a call on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Hey, you're on there.
What's up? It's Elrod.
Hey, brother. What's going on?
Well, you're talking about Pearl Day and the Brandon Day little parties going on and how successful they were. And then you started talking about a black guy like Kim Wade doing what he does. I just wanted to make a point that, you know, at Pearl and Brandon Days, there are lots of black people. People in Jackson, that you're saying it's because it's white. There's tons of black people. There are black people that love no crime. And that's why they moved to Rankin County. You know, and this is the point I'm trying to get to. It's mindset. It's really this Jacksonian, what you call it, black for a living, you know, the free to land people. They have an agenda to meet, and they'll meet it at any means necessary. You know, any way that they can pull it out, they will. And that's, you know, attacking, oh, look at Brandon and Pearl. They're Rankin County. He's saying that they're safe because they're white. That's not what they're saying. What you're saying is, people share a the same mind in Rankin County. They want to be safe. They want to obey laws. They want to be able to go walk around in public with their fellow neighbors and not be shot at. And that's what we're all looking for. That's why people move to Rankin County.
You know, what's funny is you see it online. And, of course, that's you said exactly what I meant when I said this is the difference. And it's not nothing to do with race. It's to do with leadership in home, at home and in the office. There's two different kinds of leadership. You got to have it at home and in a political office.
And it's not just tied to a certain person's color. I mean, this permeates every ethnicity. People who are good cover all, Asian, black, white, they're all over. And they all join together in places like Rankin County so they can be crime-free, so they can live in safety.
Well, look, you know, most of your urban black Democrats in Jackson suffer from an extreme case of black fragility. And you're not allowed to criticize them. You're not allowed to say anything that they deem as criticism. You know, there's a famous book that they all fawned over called White Fragility, but that was all that was gaslighting and deflecting. It's 100% black fragility. See no further than my black Gen X TikTok question last week. You know, you think I'm making this up? Go read the comments. Over almost 16,000 comments now. And that's how I know I'm above target. I'm right above target. They're just so offended because I just asked a simple question. Why are y'all so mad? I mean, people called up here to the radio station trying to get me fired. I got death threats. One guy sent me a message, said, I'm going to dox your address. I sent it to him. I said, you may want to Google Rankin County. You may want to Google Rankin County before you F around and find out. I will put you on the next F around and find out shirt or whoever decides to come over here. You know, I was that's like, true. So. And my point being, exactly what you said, there are so many great black folks that I've had the opportunity to get to meet, grow up with, know, call friends, call family for that matter. I tell them all the time, you know I'm not talking to you. When I do that, I'm talking to knuckleheads. A friend of mine's sister messaged me the other day when I was talking about this topic. She goes, yeah, no, I don't know, Clay, it did sound a little racist. I'm like, no, I'm talking to knuckleheads, and this is how you have to talk to knuckleheads. You know,
there's white knuckleheads too, bud.
There are 100%. Trust me, I've got death threats from them in my comments. I'm dealing with one on Facebook this morning. There's plenty of them, but we're dealing with this. We're dealing in this area right here, right now. We're dealing with a lot of black fragility, and you're not allowed to criticize. That's called racism. They got criticism and racism confused. And that's not what it is. I'm criticizing Jackson because I grew up in Jackson. I stayed here until I was 43 years old. I'm 46 now. I see what's going on in Jackson. Nobody accepts any criticism. It's like you can't just say, hey, this guy's doing a bad job. Oh, you're white. You can't say that. That's racism. That's kicking a black man down.
How does your color keep you from seeing something that your eyes tell you that is logically happening in front of you? You use logic and reason, and they say that that's racist to use logic and reason? To me, it sounds like those people are the people that want things to go bad. This is my point on this white supremacy phrase. The people who use the term white supremacy believe it to be true.
Yes.
They believe white people to be superior, so they want you to believe it too. So they keep pushing this word, pushing this word. Do you know any white supremacists? No. If you think if someone around you think that they're better than everybody else because of their color, you, like every other logical person, says, I'm not hanging around with you. There's something wrong with your mind.
Bro, one of the reasons they're so mad at me in that video is I said, I've never seen a Klansman. I'm 46 years old, live in Mississippi. I've never seen a Klansman. I told him, I said, if y'all are being honest, neither have you. Okay? In and out, sure. Is there some random inbred idiot out in the county somewhere? Probably. I mean, we know that to be true.
I know a fellow that used to tell black people, I'm a car can member of the KKK.
I've never.
Yeah, one black guy caught him on it and made a fool out of him. Humorously.
Yeah,
not violent in any way. Just pointed out that, man, you're absurd.
Well, that's my point. I've never had anybody. I mean, look. This show attracts a wide audience, and before this show and after I started doing this show, I've still to this day never had a white person walk up to me and say, Clay, I'm a racist, and I'm damn proud of it. Never, not once. You would think.
Me neither.
You would think.
Well, they know better than to say it to me, because I'll give them my 2 cents worth, but, you know, that's me.
You would think, though, as much as that term gets thrown around, as much as white supremacist gets thrown around, as much as Klansman gets thrown around, somebody would be damn proud to be one of those things. Like, hell yeah, I'm an American. You know what I mean? Nobody does that. Like, period.
I don't know any of them. Matter of fact, the people that I do know that are, most of them conservative, if someone comes up with some racist nonsense, they go, wait, dude, what's wrong with you? This is the 21st century.
Now, you want to talk about fragility? That is something that white people do have a fragility about, is being called racist. Because, man, a lot of us have done a lot over the years to change that narrative in Mississippi. And
absolutely. I try every day, bro.
And all that, and our entire lived experience from the time we were born in the late 70s, I'm talking about my generation, to now, and the real-life relationships that we've had shoulder-to-shoulder growing up with black people, supposed to be all thrown out the window because we won't go along and not believe our lying eyes with what the problem is around here. It's like, well, hold on, if y'all don't admit this is somehow your fault, you're a racist. I'm not playing that game. I'm not going to play make-believe with you. I don't play make-believe with the trans people. I'm not going to play make-believe with y'all about what is and isn't racism. Brother, I got to take another call, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Peace. Let's take another call here on Mazda Jackson phone line. Hey, you're on there.
Good morning, Clay. This is Sylvia.
Hey, Sylvia.
I just wanted to say that when people discuss racism, sometimes, and I think most times, it's that they don't like you because of you as a personality. That like-mindedness, like your last caller called, I know why I don't live in Jackson. Jackson's not safe, and it's just not a safe city. But a lot of times when folks want to quote racism as the problem, the individual might be the type of person that you don't like. And no one ever takes that into consideration, that I just might not like the person, period. It has nothing to do with this race.
I say that all the time. And yeah. So many people around here pretend that if you dislike them, it has to 100% solely be because they're black or white. It can't ever just be because, hey, maybe you're an a-hole. Maybe I just don't like you because you're an a-hole. Your race is notwithstanding. Has nothing to do with that. I just, maybe you screwed me out of some money. Maybe you cut me off in traffic. Maybe you stole my girl. Maybe you screwed me out of some money. Again, whatever the case, maybe you're just rude. You know what I mean? It doesn't have anything to do with race.
And, you know, another thing is that there is such a thing as a ghetto black person. And I'm not trying to be ugly, but their mindset is nowhere near the same mindset that's conservative, as that man was talking about. Like-minded people do stick together, and it doesn't matter about their so-called race. And I just wanted to say one more thing. I was attacked in Jackson. The young lady has still not been picked up. And that bothers me because it tells me when people, it seems to be true. If you run to Jackson, you don't get, and you don't have any trouble or anything. And most times the cities that are around Jackson will follow in. But I'm just really upset that this young lady has not been picked up yet, and it's been over 4 months. So, and I don't dislike her because she's black or young or anything. I don't like her because of what she did. But however, I have forgiven her, but I do want to serve some time for it. And once again, she was black, I'm black. I don't like that phrase because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. And I don't hear a crayon in that statement that is mentioned in the Bible. But that was all I wanted to say. I hope it made sense to you.
It did.
And good morning. Oh, great, 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 great. You have a lovely day, and talk to you later.
Thanks, Sylvia. Have a blessed day. Thank you, Sylvia, calling in there. Two great calls back-to-back on the Mazda of Jackson phone line this morning. Didn't necessarily want to jump down the race rabbit hole, but sometimes the conversation is an unavoidable. And it's an important conversation to have, you know, because we got to get to a point where you can have a real conversation. And I'm going to talk to white people here. Guys, you've got to quit running from tough conversations. You got to quit tiptoeing around them. And you got to start having a tough conversation with people. I was told by a very prominent local black Democrat a couple years ago, Clay, we got to start having some tough conversations. And what he meant by that was white people need to start admitting they're racist. Well, I refuse to do that. We're going to start having some tough conversations around here about the behavior and the culture in Jackson. And I've held up to my end of that bargain. That's what this radio show is. That's what breaking rules when necessary means. It means having tough conversations with people that don't want to hear it. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. We're live here on a WYAB. Guys, get down to Mercy House Auto Center in Crystal Springs this week. Check out all their vehicles. They specialize in stuff in that $10,000 to $20,000 range. I know it sounds like a lot of money. It is a lot of money, especially in this current economy. But if you've seen the prices at other dealerships on newer stuff, man, it can be high. That ain't their fault either. It's just the market. It is what it is. But if you're looking for what you call a cash car, your modern version of a cash car, that's $10,000 to $20,000 right now, unfortunately. Again, that word, unfortunately. But fret not, they got you covered. Mercy House Auto Center, Crystal Springs, Mississippi. Hey, maybe you don't need to buy a car. Maybe you need to get rid of a car. Have you considered donating your vehicle, running or not? As long as you got a clear title, they will come get it at your driveway for you, regardless. As long as it ain't totaled out. I mean, they ain't doing all that, I'm sure. But let them, you have that conversation with them. I don't want to speak for them. But donate your vehicles, get the tax write-off. That's real money in your pocket at the end of the year when you do your taxes. You get the tax write-off for the, not for what they get it, for, well, you can. If you need it immediately, you can get it for what it's worth. Or if you got a little patience, Daniel, son, you can get what they sell it for. That could be thousands more in tax write-off for you. Give them a shout today. MercyHouseAutoCenter.com. And the great thing is, being a 501c3, you get that tax write-off. And all this is going to help fund Mercy House Teen Challenge, Adult and Teen Challenge Rehabilitation Center, where they're helping beat addiction and put fathers back in homes. And boy, do we know what happens when the father ain't in the home at those young ages. Those important young ages in a man's development, in a child's development, in a young girl's development years. Do we understand how important the father being back in the home is? Help beat addiction, get the father back in the home. Help prevent your home from turning into what's happening around here. I got a street named after me. You may be asking where. Kansas City. Not sure why. But Clay Edwards Drive. That's it. I got a photo of it right here on my Facebook page in Kansas City. No celebration, no parade, no pomp and circumstance. I hope it's in the ghetto. I hope it's a street that a lot of... No, I ain't going to say that. Let's just say I hope it's in the ghetto. Anyway, Clay Edwards Drive in Kansas City. Thank you to my buddy for sending me a picture of that. I had no idea. I don't want one named after me in Jackson. I don't need no Murderer's Row named after me in Jackson. Let's see here. Let's shift gears from racism and race talk. It's so uncomfortable. I mean, it truly is a tough conversation. I tell you, before we do that, though, you guys text in the Guns of Gear text line a good bit during that. I'm going to just read a couple texts. Reaganken, one of our, I hate calling people our, black this, brown, African-American this. But I think the context matters. And I think the fact that Reagan can is a black conservative, I think we need to lift those voices up. We need to amplify black conservative voices, because they sure have amplified enough of the Democrat equivalent. It's time to amplify black conservative voices. We need to amplify Kim Wade. We need to amplify Reaganken. We need to amplify Derek, Sylvia, so on and so forth. They amplify these voices. It says Jackson is majority black. Most of their murders over the past 5 years have been black male versus black male murders. That is not criticism. That is fact. We should be able to deal with that fact. We should be willing and ready to deal with that fact. If not, then the next 5 years in Jackson, Miss will be black versus black male. White people need to stop being idiots, petrified of being called racist. That is one of the things that drew me to Limbaugh, Hannity, and you. Thank you so much. I mean, look, man, they started calling me racist when I was just posting pictures of empty buildings in Jackson, talking about missing the days that there weren't so many empty buildings in Jackson. Well, that's racist. This is a dog whistle. Some old gay black, not gay black dude, gay white guy in Fondren was the first person I heard, I remember calling me a gay, not a gay. I'm getting it all confused this morning. A dog whistle. I was like, what the hell is a dog whistle? I had to Google it. White Democrats know more racist slang terms than any other demographic in the world. Ask yourself why. Ask yourself why. They're usually the racist. I'm just going to put that out there. That's fact, not fiction. Who is the Klan? Democrats. That's another thing that we keep shoving our heads in the sand and pretend it ain't real. Nuh-uh, don't believe your lying eyes. The Klan's not Democrats. There's like this big myth that this thing called the Big Flip happened, where all the racist Democrats became Republicans. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. They're still Democrats. I'm just saying, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, and then we go back to the Jewish stuff and the Palestine stuff. Man, it was just a year ago. I was living in my new house when this happened. I've been there. December was a year. So I've been there about a year and a half-ish. No, September. I have been there a year. Yes, I moved in September. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter. September will be 2 years. So sometime in the last year, almost 2 years. We just canceled Kanye for a whole lot less than what the Free Palestine Democrats are doing right now. And not a word. I mean, Kanye lost a multi-billion dollar shoe deal with Adidas. A German company, by the way. Do your research on the history of Adidas. I had no idea. Like Volkswagen. Anyway, we just eliminated this guy from popular culture because he had some sneaking suspicions about some things about a particular group of people running the music industry. And now it's popular culture to be an anti-Semite. Strange times we're living in. I'm just going to sit over here and stay in my lane a little bit. Keep calling out Jackson. I'm going to keep calling out, I don't like calling it reverse racism. It's just racism. There is no such thing as reverse racism. I'm going to keep calling out fake racism, fake claims of racism. And I'm going to keep calling out racism from the people who always accuse others of being racist. That's what I do here. I'm going to let the Democrats have their little culture war
over here.
Crazy people. We're going to play this Biden stuff. We got to take a break. Let's come. When we come back, I got Biden's top lies debunked. I'm not saying another word about any of this other stuff. I promise. Biden's lies, his fictional resume debunked. When we come back here on the Clay Edwards Show. Welcome back into the show. We're going to forego reading a sponsor's thing, and we'll read it after this. Let's go straight to Joe Biden's resume debunked. The Democrats love to debunk things. That's been debunked. We're going to debunk everything Joe Biden's ever said. This is from RNC Research on X, and I believe they got it from Fox News.
Background to his education and experience, Joe Biden claims to have lived and witnessed it all. He's had more than nine lives. But did he really, Will?
Yeah, so in fact, this week he told Howard Stern that he was arrested during the civil rights movement off of the front porch. No record of that arrest. Oh, no. Huh. So let's add that to the long, growing list of Biden's fictional resume. And let's go off the wall to see if we can keep track of everything about Joe Biden. I mean, the resume is getting long, from his ethnic background to his educational achievements to his blue-collar work.
And this one right here, I mean, his uncle probably eaten by cannibals. We're going to get into what the Pentagon said about that. I mean, if that happened, it would certainly...
One second. I have to say this. I want y'all to listen to this through the context of how the media treats everything Donald Trump says. They call him a compulsive liar, yada, yada, yada. They've never been able to debunk any of his lies, quote unquote lies. But Joe Biden, they just ignore it. I can't believe Fox is doing this, because they're just as bad as CNN and MSNBC, in my opinion. But here we go.
Be in the Pentagon report, World War II.
Let's start with his ethnic background. I think at this point, he's claimed Italian, Puerto Rican, Greek, Irish, Jewish, Catholic heritage.
And raised in the black church.
Right.
By the way. Watch this.
I got my education for real in the black church. And that's not hyperbole, it's a fact.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home.
He said that he has gone by Bidenopolis.
Yes.
People referred to him as Bidenopolis
because he's so Greek. He was simultaneously raised in the black church and the Puerto Rican community.
Yeah, that's right.
In Scranton.
Right. Okay. He's also claimed affiliation and relationship with both the Italian community and the Jewish community.
Not hyperbole. Anytime someone tells you, not hyperbole,
it's
folks,
a fact.
Just a fact.
Right.
You ought to believe him. Here's, I think, what we believe the fact
primarily
is.
Primarily associated with his Irish roots.
Which is what he also calls out is, hey, I'm Irish. Right. So he can be whatever he needs to be on any given day. It's a good pandering politician knows how to peddle a line. It's just when you're the president of the United States and you claim six or seven different lineages, maybe we should call that into question.
All right, let's go now from his background.
Well, we're staying on background, just a different type.
Well, this is, whenever he says true story, he says, you know, if he says true story, also your antennas need to go up. Because true story about his uncle, one could call it fantastical.
Mm-hmm.
Got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there were a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Really?
For real. It's always followed by a for real, or it's true, or I'm not joking,
right,
or it's not hyperbole. So Biden's account is that his uncle, who's a World War II, was part of a World War II crew, shot down, of course, not supported by any military reports or records.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
The Pentagon doesn't mention anything about cannibals, nor is there any evidence suggesting it. So maybe it was family myth and family lore.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, Finnegan is his uncle's last name. Was shot down.
Hero.
Pentagon says over the ocean, no evidence of anything to do with cannibals. And this has put us a little bit at odds with New Guinea. They took a little exception.
Yeah, New Guinea has not liked this. By the way, on a serious note, he said similar things about his son, Bo Biden, who he said was killed in Iraq, who he was not. He was tragically lost his life in another way. But
are New Guineans black? Is Joe Biden saying that black people are cannibals? That's racist. Typical white liberal.
The military, he's been loose with things for a while.
All right, I think we're moving to his education now. Joe Biden has quite the academic record, according to Joe Biden.
I think I probably have a much higher IQ than you do, I suspect. I went to law school on a full academic scholarship and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I won the international moot court competition, and I'd be delighted.
Is being in the top half of your class really an accomplishment? I'm average. I am average, slightly above, but average nonetheless.
Delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like, Frank.
How does Joe Biden today have more hair than Joe Biden in 1988? I don't know. It's magic. That is, he thinks a lot of himself in his
academic scholarship.
Record. Academic, full academic scholarship, okay? And he was very clear, high IQ, top of his class, top half of his class.
The academic scholarship was financial aid, right? and 76th out of 85. In his law school class.
I don't know. I'm not great at math, but that's definitely not the top 50 percentile. I think it's the bottom 10%, maybe bottom 15. By the way, he said full academic scholarship. You're right. It was a half financial aid, which is a lot different than an academic scholarship.
Let's add this to his educational experience. He said, I was a runner-up at the state scoring championship in football. Don't laugh, man.
Did he say don't laugh, man?
Yeah.
There you go.
He was fifth in his conference.
Fifth in his conference?
Yeah.
That's like when I claimed to be an all-conference wide receiver. I think I was actually, by the way, Will. Look that up.
You were all-conference wide receiver?
All-conference wide receiver.
Not fifth in your conference.
Well, I was probably the 15th best receiver in my conference, but I was still all-conference.
Let's go to some more Joe Biden's experiences. He not only is the smartest guy you've ever met, but he's worked a blue-collar experience during his Irish, Puerto Rican, Greek upbringing.
You said it, Will. He's Forrest Gump.
Besides, I used to drive an 18-wheeler. About 1:30, container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I've been over many, many times, commuting from the state of Delaware in our trainer by car.
I had the great honor of being arrested with our U.N. ambassador on the streets of Soweto.
Okay, let's go through this. He is Forrest Gump.
This is great, because the White House had to come out and say, officially confirm that Biden never drove an
18-wheeler. They couldn't confirm that he ever...
They confirmed that he didn't.
Drive an 18-wheeler.
Never drove an 18-wheeler.
I think he sat in a semi-truck cab once.
That he drove a school bus a couple of times. And he once, according to... Once spent a night riding in a cargo truck, but he was not driving it. So you spend one night, and now you're an 18-wheel driver.
He says he took the train many times or the car over the Francis Scott Key Bridge. It doesn't have train tracks.
Well, he's Amtrak Joe. He should know, right? It doesn't have any train tracks.
He says he was arrested in Soweto. You know, this is in South Africa. There's no record of that. By the way, he said he was also arrested, as we pointed out, during the Civil Rights Movement. No record of that as well.
So all of that should lead you to wanting this. Where's the video?
Four more years. Pause.
Pause. Pause. My goodness. Are you still stupid enough to vote for Joe Biden? I know y'all aren't. I mean, I speak to these fictional people that I know aren't listening when I do this stuff. It's like, yeah, no, I've always, people have asked me how I get into the only roles at times. I pretend there's an empty chair across from me. It's actually where Kim Wade sits in the afternoons. I pretend there's a fictional white liberal across from me. They're blue haired. They probably walk around fondering a lot. They definitely don't wear deodorant. They're probably wearing like a Hope Change BLM shirt, something like that. So when I ask y'all, I know y'all aren't crazy people, but you really have to ask the question, like, what in the blue hell is Joe Biden talking about? Do y'all know now that they're trying to limit the cameras being able to see him walk to the helicopter now? But they're trying to hide this now because they think it's a bad look. Him stumbling to the helicopter. I want to see how long this video is. I got a little video of him on Howard Stern the other day. I got to shut up and try to squeeze this in real quick. Propaganda? Yeah, definitely. Gaslighting? Absolutely. Let's see here. It's 53 seconds. Perfect. We got just enough time for the break. This is Biden. More so, this is Stern I think trying to take Joe Biden home for the night. Let's see.
You know, the reason I'm so excited to talk to you was because I wanted to understand the tragedy in your life and how you dealt with it. And you're the kind of leader I love, because we're lucky to have you in the Oval Office and serving as the father of the country. Because if you're a good father to your family, which you are, I know you'd be a good father to the country. And
What? A good father to his family? Has he not read Ashley Biden's diary? Has he not seen that crackhead? Hunter, if that's being a good father, I want my Father of the Year awards. You owe me some back pay for being Father of the Year. A father of the country.
And I want to thank you for providing a calming influence, an organized administration post-COVID, getting that vaccine out. I remember what the world was like at that point, getting NATO, getting us to feel comfortable, standing up to Putin, the incredible large growth in the jobs, unemployment rate down. I'll give you your greatest hits. The lowest uninsured rate in history, 4 out of 5 Americans are covered for less than $10 a month. Knocking off a few ISIS leaders, cutting the emissions in half. I mean, you've always been an environmentalist. You know, the reason I'm so excited to talk to you was because...
I mean, is he trying to take him home? I've heard men tell less lies to a woman at 2 in the morning, trying to get her to go home from the bar. That is not hyperbole. As Joe Biden would say, I have heard less tall tales from drunk men at 2 a.m. trying to take a girl home from Pops. My goodness. And Joe's sitting over here. Y'all need to go find this video. Clay Travis clipped it out. So go to on X. Go. I'm going to retweet it right now. So you can go to @SaveJXN and you'll see it there. Y'all need to see the look on Joe's face as Stern is reading all this off. And Joe's like, I did that? Are you sure I did that? Are you sure that wasn't Trump? Let's take a break, come back, land the plane for the day. Welcome back into the show. Guys, if you have any automotive issues this week, get on down to A1 Gear and Auto, Highway 49 South, Florence, Mississippi. Let them take care of all of it for you, from a check engine light to brakes to complete front or rear end failure. They got you covered at A1 Gear and Auto. The only thing they don't work on is diesel engines. They'll refer you to somebody for that. Also, you got any big projects this week? Need to rent some heavy equipment? See Ready, Teddy McRaney over at Reliable Rental Equipment right there in North Jackson at Meadowbrook Road. You can check them out online, reliablerentalequipment.com. Good folks over there. Love doing business with those guys. All right, man. Fun show today. Thank you all. I know I ran my mouth the better part of it. I did 4 hours worth of show prep yesterday, and the only stuff I used was that last two little video clips there. I'm telling you, Joe Biden may need to get a restraining order on Howard Stern. The biggest surprise of that Howard Stern video was the fact that Howard Stern finally left his apartment. You know, he's been hemmed up in that thing for 3 years since COVID. Had not left it, been doing his radio show from there, everything. The fact he's back in the studio is the biggest surprise of that whole thing. Not the lies, not the dumb look, bewildered look on Biden's face. None of that. All right, coming up next, you got the Chip Matthews experiment with a couple guests, as well as me back here tomorrow, same time, same place. Peace.